بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. There is no doubt, إخوان, that the affair of the عقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة السلفية is from the most important of the topics that our scholars encourage the Ummah with. Our Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami رحمه الله تعالى, when he was on his deathbed, he would encourage those who were around him with the aqeedah. And he would say, al-aqeedah, al-aqeedah. Encourage the shabab with the aqeedah. The aqeedah, ayyuha al-ikhwa, that thing that we bind and establish our hearts upon. And as people of sunnah and salafiyah, then indeed the affair of aqeedah, ikhwan, we understand from the book and the sunnah, that it is from the most important of the affairs that we should study. And it is something, ikhwan, that we study throughout the course of our lives, and we establish ourselves upon knowledge of the aqeedah. For indeed our hearts are bonded upon the aqeedah, the understanding of the usul and fundamentals of the religion. And in some of the verses that we heard tonight, ikhwan, we hear that same encouragement, and we hear ayat and verses that indicate the great station of the aqeedah, the affair of the belief, the affair of the usul of iman and the fundamentals of the religion. Allah Azza wa Jal, in some of the verses that we heard tonight, we hear this encouragement. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mithlahun yatanazzalu al-amru baynahunna lita'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Ahl al-ilm, ikhwan, in the discussion of this verse, they mention that look how Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Allah, it is He who has created the seven heavens and earths like unto them. يعني seven. The amr and the command of Allah descends between them, يعني between the heavens and the earth, لِتَعْلَمُوا, so that you may know. And so Ahlul Ilm, they mention and discuss the fact that this statement, لِتَعْلَمُوا, is an indication of the reason Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that which came before it. Created the seven heavens, earths like unto them, the amr of Allah Azza wa Jal descends between them, لِتَعْلَمُوا, that you may know. أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. That you may know that Allah Azza wa Jal has ability over everything, and that you may know that Allah has encompassed everything in knowledge. And that then is an indication of two of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Qadir and Al-Alim. Two of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He created the heavens, the seven heavens, and the seven earths, and that the affair of Allah descends between them, that you may know. The two names of Allah, Al-Qadir and Al-Alim. That is from the reasons and from the hikam of the creation of the heavens and the earth. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Similarly, ikhwan, from that which is indicated, ikhwan, within these verses, is that Allah Azza wa Jal, from the causes of the creation or from the reasons of the creation, is that which is related to the knowledge of aqeedah, as we mentioned here, and similarly that Allah Azza wa Jal would command and prohibit His servants. That command or receiving commands and prohibition is part of and from the wisdom of the establishment of the creation and of the creation of human beings, that they may be commanded and prohibited. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it be the command that relates to the decree of Allah or the command from His Sharia, the affairs of the Shara'i', then that those affairs Allah Azza wa Jal descends them. And part of or from the wisdoms of our creation is that we receive them and act upon them. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal indicates in a verse, ikhwan, that we heard towards the middle of the month of Ramadan, in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that indeed, كَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ, that indeed we have, as it relates to the companions of the cave, we let the people come across them. لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, that they may know that the promise of Allah is true. Allah Azza wa Jalla made those companions of the cave, those who were living in a region that was filled with shirk and kufr, and ibadatu ghayrillah, worshipping other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, so they took to the mountains. Some shabab, some youth, a handful of youth, they took to the mountains to worship. When they took to the mountains, Allah Azza wa Jalla made them go to sleep in a cave for some 309 years. And when they went to sleep in that cave, Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us of the fact that He made them appear to be awake, and that if you were to see them, that you were وَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. Allah mentions if you were to see them, then you would have fled from them and you would have been filled with fear. Allah Azza wa Jalla left their eyes open for 309 years, and then He gave them life, or He awoke them, rose them, and caused one of them to go to the city, and they were discovered. Naturally, when he went to purchase, as some of the scholars of tafsir, they mention he went to purchase from the city, then his affair was discovered. Yani they were using ancient coins, and he was dressed like an individual that was some 300 odd years old. And so Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, كَذَلِكَ, thus did we make you come across them. We made them be discovered. لِيَعْلَمُوا, that they may know. أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, that the promise of Allah is true. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and that the hour is coming and that there is no doubt concerning that. Again, this miraculous occurrence, ayyuhal ikhwah, 309 years asleep, for the establishment of what? لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ عَاتِيَةٌ, that they may know that the promise of Allah is true, and that they may know that the hour is coming to them. Again, the affairs of aqeedah, the establishment of the hour, ikhwan, from the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we believe in the hour, the establishment of the hour. And so all of these affairs then, these great affairs Allah Azza wa Jal has carried out and that He placed within the creation, or that He caused the people to recognize and see from the miraculous occurrences that took place for the establishment of the aqeedah. And that, no doubt, ikhwan, is what we bind our hearts upon. We nurture ourselves upon it. We become firm due to it. And it is that Allah Azza wa Jal sent down upon the companions in the very beginning. When that individual came to Aisha radiallahu anha, as occurs in that hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, when he sought to see the mushaf of Aisha. And so Aisha, being acquainted with the fact that he wanted to know which surahs were revealed first and before which, she said, "What do you want with my mushaf?" And then she went on to explain that the first thing that came down upon the companions was not the prohibitions or the commands. Rather, the first thing that came down upon the companions was the likes of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ, and when the trumpet is blown into. And that statement, Aisha radiallahu anha, she went on to explain that if Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed upon them, "Don't commit zina," they would have said, "We will never leave zina abadan." And if Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed upon them, "La tashrabu al-khamar," don't drink khamar, they would have said, "Indeed, we will never leave khamar abadan." And she said, "But indeed, the commands and prohibitions were not revealed upon them except while I was married with the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina." And so after that initial 10-year period, or 10 to 13-year period of the revelation of the Qur'an, those initial surah came down, ikhwan, having within them the affair of the establishment of the aqeedah, that they may be firm in the belief in Allah, firm in belief in the usul, firm in the belief concerning the fundamentals of the religion. And then they were commanded there and after with salah. In fact, from the very beginning, Allah Azza wa Jal, as occurs in a verse that we heard tonight, Allah Azza wa Jal made the salah, made qiyamul layl wajib upon them from the very beginning. As occurs in Surah Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layl illa qalila, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid alayh, warattil al-Qur'an tartila. Those initial verses of Surah Muzammil, when Allah Azza wa Jal commands stand by night, yani the majority of the night, or half of it, or increase upon it, and recite the Quran, yani in tartil. Those ayat, Ahlul Ilm mentioned, they had in them the prescription and the command with the establishment of salah. And so for the first year, when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a messenger with the ayat, Ya ayyuhal mudathir, qum fa'andhir, O you mudathir, you wrapped up in your garment, rise and warn. There and after, as some of the mufassirun hold, and the people of knowledge, that Muzammil followed that. And it had in it early a command to establish salah. That qiyamul layl, even though the five daily salawat were not wajib upon them, qiyamul layl was wajib upon them. And that was for the first year. And then, as Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned, the end of the surah, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the takhfif and revealed the abrogation of the wujub of qiyamul layl, revealed the abrogation of it being wajib upon them, that was not revealed until some 12 months later. So for one whole year they stood qiyamul layl and it was compulsory upon them. And then Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the takhfif and lightened that burden. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read from that which is easy for you from the Qur'an. And that then lightened the wujub. It was alleviated, it was abrogated. And then the scholars differ, did it remain wajib for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or was it too abrogated for the Messenger? From them like Imam al-Nawawi, were those who held that even for the Messenger, it was abrogated, but he remained performing it. Therefore, ikhwan, we understand that which developed and built and established the Sahaba, and that which made them who they were, was the manner in which they were nurtured. And that is that they were nurtured, ikhwan, upon the aqeedah. Their hearts were nurtured upon the aqeedah sahiha. And they were nurtured upon salah. That act of ibadah, that act of worship that drew them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they were people of the revelation, people of aqeedah, and people of salah. And that is from the affairs that made them the jeel and the generation that they were. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.